Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ryan Huang. As more economies launch into the next phase of relaxed lockdown measures, what organizations plan to do differently post-COVID pandemic also may vary across markets based on the severity of business impact. Well, Korn Ferry recently unveiled the results of the third edition of its Global Pulse survey to understand the impact of COVID-19 on business and human capital management practices. Well, the survey found that most respondents globally have greater clarity about the economic impact of COVID-19 on their businesses, with about 81% of organizations in ASEAN expecting a decline in revenue. And in line with the gloomy business outlook, the extended circuit breaker period has pushed more organizations in Singapore to implement or at least consider people-related cost containment measures, such as permanent staff layoffs and salary cuts, despite the Singapore government's extensive support in terms of the wage subsidies. So what are the most commonly implemented and, you know, considered cost containment measures for companies here in Singapore? And how are they going to avoid going to the extremes when it comes to cutting costs? Well, we'll find out right now from Karthike Singh, who is Associate Client Partner Advisory at Korn Ferry. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time, sir. Let's talk about this Global Pulse survey. Now, I understand it's the third edition, but, you know, having done this during the COVID-19 pandemic, what is the aim and what kind of sample size are we talking about here?
I think the salary survey or this specific survey consists of more than 150 large organizations based out of Singapore. We have also done similar surveys in different parts of the world with the companies based out of these in these locations as well. So I think this is just to sense a pulse of what's going on in the market, what are companies feeling in terms of pressure around the economic condition, and also some of the things related to talent and manpower issues that they want to talk about.
Yeah, it really does highlight the severity of what we're going through. And take, for example, 21% of organizations in Singapore are now expecting a serious impact on business revenue. I mean, we've kind of seen this coming, but we're looking at an estimated 30 to 50% decline in business revenue. That's, of course, increased from 15% when, you know, the sentiment around March and April of this year. What else does this show? I mean, does it show that organizations initially thought that the pandemic would not hit Singapore as hard?
I think two things we are picking up, and a lot we're talking to our clients as well, is the first and foremost, the severity of this, the damage that COVID is causing to the economy and to individual companies is significantly more than what was anticipated in February and March. So this is our third survey. When we ran the first survey in February, there were only 12 to 15% of the organization that thought that there is going to be a significant reduction in revenue, close to 30 to 50%.
Right.
But as we have moved along, I think by the month of March, the severity of this is close to 21 to 25% of the organization. So that's the first thing. The impact on organization is much more than what was anticipated. The second, and a much more gloomy thing that we have picked up is impact on employees and impact on individuals. When we did the survey initially, I think only 12% of the organizations were thinking of laying off redundancies, job losses, and so on. As we have moved from April to May, that number has increased to 17%. And that is something which is a big pain point in terms of not only the economic situation, but also job losses and loss of livelihood to certain individuals.
Oh, 17% it's a huge number. And I want to relate that to the cost-cutting measures that are done by organizations here in Singapore, Karthike. Layoffs, obviously, is one way of doing it, but what are other commonly implemented or considered cost-containment measures that organizations are thinking of or have already implemented?
So a large number of organizations are reducing salaries at different levels within the company. So I think senior management is taking bulk of these cuts, and we are seeing close to 20-25% reduction in salaries of senior management. As we go lower in the organization, I think the percentage of salary reduction is lower, close to 10-15%, but there is still some reduction in terms of the fixed salary for a period of time.
Right.
So that's the first thing that companies are doing. The second thing is, and we all know, I think typically April, March, May is a time for salary increments. It's also a time for bonus payments.
Yes.
And that is also getting significantly impacted because around 38% of the organization are now suspending their promotion cycle. So there are not going to be any promotions. And 37% of the organizations are not planning any salary increments this year. So there are a couple of measures, both in terms of layoff, in terms of salary reduction, in terms of freezing increments, even in terms of delaying promotions, which are quite common in the current climate.
A bit of an off-the-cuff question here. In terms of, because you mentioned freezing and all that, I was curious, because people I speak to are already expecting no increment or even no bonuses. But companies hiring freeze, are you seeing an extended hiring freeze, or do you see that being lifted anytime soon? Because somehow or other, people are still optimistic that, you know, things will get under control and then you can start hiring again. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm also quite optimistic on this. I think the second half of the year is going to be much better than the first half of the year. Organizations would definitely go back and start to hire certain skill sets, if not all.
Okay.
So skills, especially around IT, skills around transformation, skills around sales are again going to come back in fashion. And I see increased activity from September onwards. At Conferry, we also run a large executive professional search recruitment practice as well. And we are starting to see some green shoots, both in terms of inquiries and even in terms of references. The only minor point I want to also mention on that is, I think organizations at this point of time also need to be very careful in terms of how they manage talent. Because if the economy recovers in time and suddenly you have already laid off a large number of employees, then your slowdown might be much longer than the slowdown of the market. So you have to be very careful in terms of how you balance recruitment, how you balance retaining your existing talent and scouting for key skills in the market.
To clarify that last statement, I found it quite interesting. So what, if I don't control the amount of people I lay off or the salaries that I cut, you know, perhaps to say I cut your salary now and I don't give any indication of when that might go back to normal, the kind of implications is you get a very imbalanced workforce for your company when things start to pick up. And then it might be harder to hire people because they're being picked up everywhere else. Is that an implication?
It can be a possible implication. So that's why I said, I think for certain category of jobs, this implication can be very, very real as well, because everyone will now start to move towards IT and digital transformation. So those jobs will be very in demand. The only thing is, I think since the situation is going to continue for a little bit longer, maybe the pay levels will remain a little reduced as compared to hiring levels. So companies will also go back in the market and start to hire individuals towards the second half of this year. But the pay level of these individuals would not be at the same level as what it was before because of the excess supply, as you rightly said.
Ah, very interesting. Of course, you know, if you read reports on various news sites, you already see that undergraduates, for example, they're scrambling for internships and all that because they can see this hiring freeze that's going on. People, of course, trying to take a very unorthodox approach. Karthike, what can organizations in Singapore do instead? You know, instead of looking at layoffs, instead of looking at salary cutting, are there any other measures they can turn to?
Yeah. So we are seeing a large number of organizations also moving employees to a four-day week system as well, where employees are only coming to the office for 3 or 4 days and they are being paid appropriately for those 3-4 days because there is not work available for the entire 5-day week. So that's something that companies are still starting to try. Some of the other measures, again, I think revolve around keeping employees on furlough, where you say that your employment is guaranteed, but we don't want you to come back to work for at least a period of 3 to 6 months till the time business starts to pick up. That's a practice which is quite common in the West. But we are starting to see large number of companies in Singapore also starting to do that. So those are 2-3 common things that companies are doing over and above or beyond the normal salary cut and the pay cut that we see in the market.
You mentioned that you were optimistic for the September-October period and you're optimistic for hiring to pick up again. But in your opinion, how long do you think it'll be for businesses here in Singapore to recover from this pandemic?
I think it will take at least a year or so to bring back similar level of revenue, because even though I think some of these things might come back towards the later half of this year, the confidence in business community, the confidence in leaders to start spending again will still take a lot more time. It's the same like you and us. I think we are now starting to shop a lot less in terms of clothes, in terms of some of the other discretionary items, and that's going to reflect in businesses as well. So I think sometime mid of or early half of next year would be the time when things will start to come back to normal.
Well, likely it will be in line with the development of a vaccine and how soon and supply that will be available as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been speaking with Kartike Singh, who is Associate Client Partner Advisory at Korn Ferry. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thanks.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.